get the flow and start the song from the low part. Kedarkenu b'mayu kimta. So again, you have to go back to where we started from. What's the case of the Mishnah? We're talking about a matzav where there's no chalukah. It wasn't. The status quo was that it was Embo din chalukah, and Ratzu lachlik. So Mamela, we're in the Manda Omer, Ratzu lachalik. So Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek, which is not a Pella, because we paskin like the Manda Omer Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek. And that's the way we come out of our sugya. Whatever that means, however you translate that, according to everything we've discussed up until now, that's bottom line how we're going to come out. Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek by a chutzir. So ibish eimba din chaluka ki ratzu mayhavi. But still, I don't understand this concept of ratzu. It shouldn't be binding. Na'adru b'hu, let them be chayzer. All they said, they wanted to be chaylik. So it's fascinating, Rabbi Say. The Rishonim here, I didn't put this on the Aron HaKodesh, but I had a Shaila L'maisa with this Mamish came up, and I think it's in the Nimug Yosef here. So I just want to point this out because it's just Geshmak. Nahadri Bahu. Lahadrabahu, Zokta Nimugi Yosef, it's an Aleph on the Beis in Dapi Arif. Kalemer Lama lo yachol lachzer boho. Tahab dvarim ba'alma leka mishum chusar amono. Va'amai kafinalei. Lamaisa, it's dvarim ba'alma leka mishum chusar amono. Why is it leka mishum chusar amono? That is what Mechusar Amon is. Anyone know what Mechusar Amon is? Mars and Baba Metzia say that if you make a kinyan, right, kinyanim are only binding if you do a Maisa kinyan. But if you just say and agree on a price and you say, I'm going to buy it, so then if someone else takes it, it's not stealing from you because it didn't transfer yet to the other person's property. All you do is you agreed, but you never actually did a formal Maisa Kinyan, right? If you agree with the guy before Pesach about the chametz, you did nothing. You just agreed on a price, but you didn't do a Kinyan. You didn't transfer the property over to the other person. A Maisa Kinyan is what's binding in Halacha. Yet, there is a concept of Mechusar Amona. If a person does agree to a price, then there is a problem to back out. You know, it's not usser, you're not chayiv mominis, you're not a gazlan for not paying him, but it's mechusar amana, you're not a trustworthy person, you're mechusar amana, you're not supposed to talk and do a different thing than you're speaking. So why isn't this also mechusar amana? So everybody say, maisa shahaya kachaya, a guy called me up from Tinek, his mother doesn't use so much the car anymore. And she told his son, which is her grandson, that she's going to give him the car. Lamaisa, what happened? The other sister, the aunt of this boy, everyone follow me, the whole family tree over here? She got into a car accident or whatever, she doesn't have a car, and she gave the car to them. So I got a call from the first father. How could she do that? Right? She promised that she would give the car to my son. And now, right, he has to now buy a car. And he's upset because she says, so the kasha was, isn't she chayav mitam neder? Right? So I said, mitam neder? You know, she didn't... take a shvua or whatever. And even though, if a person has a commitment that he says he's going to do something, that's nidre mitzvah. I didn't think that there is such a noble cause to give your son a car. You know, like that would be called, considered nidre mitzvah, that, and it would be binding just by the fact that I understand that it's a benefit for you, but so really the sugya that you have to discuss is this sugya, is Mechusar Amona, that she promised. So Taka, what's pshat on this Megillah? Why is there no Mechusar Amona in our Gemara, Rabbi say? So there's a few pivotal words that are missing over here, you see? Yeah, what do you want to say, Julian? I don't know, I don't have it in the words, but in the Mesiris Harif, in my tests, it has the reason why. I think I when I saw this Megillah, I think it was in the Megillah itself. I don't know if some people have it. You guys have it? Why is there no Mechusar Amona? Zok the Mesiris Harif, the test, you see the test?
It's different to me.
You guys see the ois there that's missing? Hainu b'matana meruva. So what are Rishonim say here, everybody say? And this is Paskin and Shulchan Aruch. And this was the psak that I had for this guy. Such a serious gift. We don't say that it's Mechusar Amona to back out on a gift like that. Sometimes people are magzim. Oh yeah, I'll give you my property. I'll give you this, I'll give that. That's not automatically Mechusar Amona. If a person's involved in a kinyan, in a mechira, and then he agreed, and then he backs out, that's Mechusar Amona. But it's a matana. And it's not a matana muetis, it's a gift. And it's not a matana muetis, it's a matana meruba. So then memela, it's not Mishum Mechusar Amona. Yeah.
Couldn't you say the opposite? Like, if I promise you something so important, then it's bad if I back out of that. But if I just promise I'm going to buy you lunch tomorrow, that's something muetas, then it's not so bad if I back out of that.
I think the svara is that just an umdano whether or not people are being magzim, that they didn't really mean it, and they just sometimes are, you know, exaggerate when it's something. I'm just giving away something, so then the mstam of the umdana is that they didn't mean what they said, and it's not going to be binding at all, even from a religious standpoint. Do you have that in the Lashon of the Nimuki Yosef? It's like the most pivotal line. It's like interesting. Like, why? Why isn't it Mechusar Amona? So that's what they put out on the side. So that's an important... that was Mamish, that was the Shiloh. That was this situation. Came up Halacha L'maisa. Okay. From Rav Asi Dav Gimel. So Zok the Gemara, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Yechran, Shekano Miyadon. There was a Kenyan over here. In fact, the Gemara, Shekano Miyadon still... So what's you did a Maisa Kinyan? Maisa Kinyan on what? A Maisa Kinyan on Dvarim. Because what are you making a Kinyan on? You're making a Kinyan on the fact that we're going to make a Chalukah. That's garnished. That's nothing. That's what the Gemara says, Kinyan Dvarim Ba'almu. So that's what we spoke about, Rabbi Yisai. When is Kinyan Dvarim? When is it not Kinyan Dvarim? We really didn't spend time, Rabbi Yisai. There's a very important Yad Ramah, which is also 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say a person says, not only I'm going to do something, but I'm going to give specific money for this. It's very important. If guys are looking, there's a Yad Ramah that we didn't have time to discuss just because we were at the end of the sugya, and I wanted to move right to the last sugya. Yad Ramah in Ois Chavav, and it's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. If he says, Ani etin kach v'kach domen, is that considered, I'm just promising that I'm going to do something, so that's Kenyan Dvarim? Or do you say because you set a specific amount, so then memela that kinyan etain is different. So then maybe that's a little bit of a chiluk. So ayin shum. But lamaisa, fundamentally, on some level, everyone held that there was a problem with a kinyan when it's going to do something, either a pu'ula, or there wasn't something that was nishtabed, transferable, a shibud aguf, or an item that moved from one rishus to the next. That's all lacking in a kinyan dvarim. And then we had the shitas harambam that was the most mechudish, that held that it was just no, it's not about opting into things, it's not about not having a kinyan on a pu'ula, but it's rather that you have to know and you have to have defined entities when you're dealing with, specifically we suggested, the kinyan of chalipin and no other kinyan. That was another fundamental debate that we had amongst the Rishonim, whether or not this chisaron was a chisaron in all kinyanim, or was it a chisaron in just kinyan chalipin, even a machlekes gedoyle rashi yeshivas, how to read shitas rashi. Was he coming to exclude all other kinyanim, or was he coming to include even chalipin, that it's a problem? So Gemara says, b'shekano b'yada beruchos. So no, we're talking about over here something more substantial happened. It's not only about doing something, but rather we had ruchos. So what did that mean? That was also machlokes rishonim. What does ruchos mean? Some rishonim meant we just We actually divvied up the property. What I own, you don't own. What you own, we now made directions and areas in the chatzer that now is going to be mine, not going to be yours. It's going to be yours, not going to be mine. Other Rishonim, like the Rambam, did not sound like that, which was very telling. So now the Rambam sound like you just had to find your line of demarcations, and then even though you didn't yet necessarily transfer it from one person to the next, that already resolved the issue of Kinyan Dvarim. So that maskana, that answer, is going to now be telling on what the issue with Kinyan Dvarim in the first place is, which is all connected, Rabbi Yisai, in terms of what happened in the Shlav of Kinyan Ruchos. Yeah.
Didn't Rabbi say last week that Rabbi Shechter said the Rambam was La'at Dafka?
Yeah.
So what don't that still mean that, like he says, like Rashi, even though
I was presenting the way the Torah presents it. Yeah. Rav Ashi Amar, Kegoyin Shehalach Zebetach Shaloi Vehichzik Vezebetach Shaloi Vehichzik. So Rav Ashi says, no, it's not Bekonim Yadav Baruchos. It's not that you divvied up the property. Rav Ashi Amar, Kegoyin Shehalach Zebetach Shaloi Vehichzik Vezebetach Shaloi Vehichzik. Rabbi Yisai, just from reading the Gemara, Rabbi Yisai, we should all be bothered by a fundamental question. I don't understand something. Shekonim Yodim Baruchos. If you learn Rashi, what does that mean? Shekonim Yodim Baruchos means
he's
north, east, south, but not just in terms of designating areas. It means that I was kind of an area and you were kind of an area. So now the Gemara is becoming a little bit repetitive. So what's Rav Ashi? Or Vashi just needs to show his name in the sugya. Like, I also have an opinion in the matter. Shkoyach. We just said that this is no longer Kinyan Dvarim. You now have a Kinyan. This is what Noam asked me when he read the Gemara, right? Before, I said, wait till the next sugya. Because Noam didn't understand. When he read the Tullah Tudas, he's like, what's Ravashi adding? What's Ravashi? This is all of the Rishonim's kasha on our sugya. That's the kasha of the sugya. Is Ravashi L'chor seems to be superfluous. Ravashi seems to be adding nothing. Now, the MS is, depending on how you learned last sugyo, might not be true. If you learn like the tour in Das HaRambam, so Rav Ashi is a totally different answer. Right? Rav Ashi is a totally different... Rav Ashi said, no, it's Kinyanim over here. So again, my whole premise of the Kasha, any Rishon that's going to ask this Kasha, of what's Rav Ashi adding, is L'chayr, because it's going to be that he learned B'shekana Ruchos, like Rashi explained, B'shekana Ruchos, that it's Taka... You own this, I don't own this, you own that, and then that's why it's no longer a Kinyan Dvarim. And in order to get out of a Kinyan Dvarim, like Rashi tells us, you have to have Taka Kinyan. You have to have ownership that's exclusive. That's my chilek versus your chilek. And then we were stuck with a question. So obviously that was done through, this guy did a chazoka, and this guy, everyone went on and did their Kinyan in order to be kind. That's the fundamental question on our sugya. And it's raised first... by none other than Taisus. Zok Taisus, Dibur Maschil Rav Ashi. Zok Taisus. Tema, Luri. Ma bar Rav Ashi lahoisif. What's Rav Ashi wasting our time? V'chiyitshach lashminin d'chazok amayelas k'may kinyin. What Rav Ashi is trying to tell us, oh, by the way, you should know, one of the kinyanim, one of those options are, is chazaka. Shkoyach. And what about chalipin? And what about kesef? And what about shtar? What about any, everybody said, what are the kinyanim that you can be kind of nechassim sheyesh ben achrayis? What is nechassim sheyesh ben achrayis, by the way? What's nechassim sheyesh ben achrayis mean? Mishnah and Kiddushin, daf? Chavav? Nechasim sheyesh ben achrayas versus nechasim sheyesh ben achrayas. Give me another terminology.
Karka
versus metalpin. Nechasim sheyesh ben achrayas is karka. How do you kind of nechasim sheyesh ben achrayas? Kinyan shtar and chazaka, right? There's a Mishnah and Kiddushin. And how are you, right? Vlusting? We're off to there yet? Chavav?
Just before.
Excellent. And nechasim sheyesh ben achrayas? It's really hot in here. Nechasim sheyesh ben achrayas is what? Is well, how do you is metalfin? Is that how you kind of metalfin, everybody say? What? So there works by both. Hagba, Meshicha, Mesira, right? That's Sudr. What else? That's really. What? Agav. Agav. Agav, the Mishnah doesn't talk about it. I don't know. The Gemara Kedushin and Daf Hey talks about, and then again on Daf Yud Aleph. So Agav works for Metaltalin on the Karka. That's true. That's true. Yeah, what? Shtar does not work for Metaltalin. Chazaka does not work for Metaltalin. Keset does not work for Metaltalin. Okay, you got to know this stuff, everybody say. This is Yedias Kolius, right? My son just had a Bechina on Yedias Kolius. His Yedias Kolius was about Chumash Sefer Bereshis. You got to know these things. Your Yedias Kolius, you got to know how things are at Kinyanim. That's so I try to drop things throughout Sugis, everybody says, so that you have this for other Sugis. Everything's a Binyan. Everything's a Tosefos. So Fractisis, stuff Pasha, it's Karka. We know how to make Kinyanim. Chazaka, Rav Ashi is wasting our time. See, Tais didn't like to waste the time either. Like, say, tell me a chiddush. Don't waste my time. The Nir Lari, the Arka Mashmal, when you're learning, not when you're on a date, Rabbi said. Don't. That's the, don't have that attitude then. The Nir Lari, the Haka Mashmal, and the Afal Gav, it's important what I just said. You have to have patience. You have to listen. You have to. This whole approach of, like, you're wasting my time. It's a chiddush. That's within the sugyas, because every line is chashuv. That's within Chumash Rashi. When you're experiencing, when you're spending time, when you're developing a relationship, no, sometimes you just want to waste time together. You know, like just, you just want to, you know, experience each other. That's important, like, I'm even yelling why I'm saying this, but that's important dichotomy and switch that you have to have when you're going from the base measures to the world of building relationships. Nir Lari, obviously you should also be interested in things and you should explore things and it shouldn't be just a low sort of waste of time. That's also a horrible relationship. Okay? But Nir Lari, the Haka Mashmalon, no, Rav Ashi is saying a Chiddush. The Afal Gav, the Ka'amar L'Kaman B'cheskes Abati. So Toysis, you have to learn the Sugyan Daf Nun Gimel. Shaloi B'fon of Tzarech L'meimer Lein Leich Hazek V'kni. Hacha Kevin Sha'amru Atah Tikach ruach tzvaynis v'ani ruach dreimis v'alach v'ichzik lo kol echa b'shelo ze shelo b'fnei ze nasa kemisha kana b'yadim b'ruchos afal b'shelo yomru alo ze laze leichazek v'kni. Taisa says the mafteach to the sugya is learning the sugya and daf nun gimel. And before we learn the sugya and daf nun gimel, we have to reference the Mishnah. Mishnah's on daf nun beis. Some guys told me that in Chavrusa's night seder, they were getting up to Dafka Daf Nun Gimel. So it's Mamash Hashkacha that we got up to that on morning seder. But you know, Rabbi Yisai, my wife last night went to an auction for the school, for our elementary school, a woman's auction. She won $200 to Fireside. That was Mamash in the prize. That's a lot of meat pizzas. That's a lot of meat pizzas. And then she won again. She won a sheitel. So I was like, yeah. And it happened to be that it was our anniversary. So I was like, wow, what a gift. The Rebbeinu Shalom. Me pizza, sheitel. It's mash gewaldig. Gewaldig. Ah. Ha'umnim va'ashutvin va'arisin va'aputropin ein lehem chazaka. Loi ish chazaka b'nechsei ishtoi v'loi ish chazaka b'nechsei baila. Loi av b'nechsei ha'ben v'loi ben b'nechsei ha'av. The Mishnah starts off telling us where Chazaka is limited. Chazaka doesn't always apply. Chazaka applies to two Yenim people. That's the whole Chetzkes Habatim is about. So I don't know. I didn't make a decision yet. I'm thinking after we get to navigate, I'm going to decide over the break. I don't know. It's not looking good for the Eretz Yisrael thing. Tomorrow, supposedly, America is supposed to go red. And then if we go red, so then you have to quarantine for 7 days in Eretz Yisrael. The whole thing's a bust. The whole trip's of 4 days. That's crazy. So, Lamaisa, over the break, I'm going to decide how we're going to navigate, what we're going to do. There's a big suffix if we should stay in the first parak, Vaiter, or, because there's a lot of sigis I want to get up to in the first parak also, because Shmaka sigis is towards the end of the first parak. So the Shaila would be to kind of move to get there. And obviously, Daf Dala, Daf Hey, there's some good stuff, and Daf Yud, and some Shmak stuff in Staka. Or to jump to Cheskes Sabbatim and to do that. So we'll see. But we're zichr not getting to Membez or Nun Gimel. So this is important. So the entire Cheskes Sabbatim, Rabbi says, you say this about a Cheskes Gimel Shana, a person, he bought a karka, he had a shtar, and he doesn't hold on to a shtar after 3 years. And now you can't kick him off afterwards because he probably bought it, he probably did a kinyan before. And the fact that he doesn't have a shtar anymore is not a is not a problem, is not a reusa, is not an issue, because people don't hold on to their shtaros for 3 years. That's the yisoid b'cheskes sabbatim, that people lomachzik inshi b'shtari gimel shana. People don't hold on to their shtaros for more than 3 years. But then there are certain relationships that chazaka is not relevant to. Then the Gemara says, "Mamed var memur b'machzik, aval benoisin matana." But if you give a gift, v'achin shecholku, or brothers that divide their property from their father, v'machzik v'nichse ager, or someone who's machzik from nechassim of a ger that died, nol v'gadur parts kol shu areiz a chazak. If you nol, if you lock the door, if you're gadur, if you put up a fence, if you're parts, if you make some furrows into the ground, so then that is a chazak. So the Mishnah is really dealing with this, a lot of different concepts over here that it seems to be like combining and things that don't seem to be connect, which I think is really bothering the Gemara on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara says, "Atu kol hane la bnei chazaka nechnehu." What does that mean? All these examples of the things in the end of the Mishnah on Daf Nun Beis, they're not chazaka is not applicable to them. So the Gemara says, you're right. This Mishnah doesn't read straight. Chisura mechser v'hachaktani. By the way, just stam. Everybody said, why do you have this? Chisura mechser v'hachaktani. Why can't the Mishnah just like be clear? Like, it's just bothersome. Like, just clarify this. Why do you need Gemaras to say like, oh yeah, the Mishnah meant the entire opposite of what it sounded like. Like, so why would Rebbe do that? Rebbe wrote the Mishnah. Why couldn't he do it in like a clear way? Why do you need chaser mechser v'achatani, bamedvar mamurim, all these things that like the Gemara like adds on? Like, you ever think about that?
I assume it meant the words were missing. If they were there originally, they're not there anymore.
I don't know. I don't think so. You're saying it got lost. That's like more of like a Jewish history type mahalach like that. You could write your doctorate on that. But I don't think that's the case. I think it was never in the Mishnah. But why would, even without that, Jeremy? What? It's so, even just Mishnayos are so brief. Why?
Lack of ink.
That's what it is. Oh, like the video we watched that they wrote with blood. They didn't have any ink. Okay, it could be.
I'm saying it was oral at one point. Back then memories were very, like, you didn't have to rely on it. Now we don't have memory capacity.
Could be. Also very historic. Yeah, you guys, yeah, it's very good. Yes, you're doing PhD together?
Yeah. Joint.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, so I learned this somewhere, I don't remember where, but the reason why it doesn't always have all the information is that it can still go from Rebbe Talmud to Rebbe Talmud.
Oh.
So you have to learn it.
Excellent. So Rav Huttner writes like this in Pachad Yitzchak. He doesn't take your approach.
I take it back. He's in college also.
The Maisa, there's a Krisis Bris with Klal Yisrael above and beyond any other nation with Teresh Baal Peh. He writes this in his Mamorim in Chanukah. It's so gishmak. And exactly expounds on really what Sammy's saying. It's a beautiful yisoid. Because sometimes it gets frustrating. Like, why? Just tell me that. Like, why? So the answer is Rebbe wrote down the Mishnah. Everybody said, we always forget because we can't even do this with having all the svarim in front of us. And we can't even master this. That's not even the lechachila. The lechachila is not to need svarim. The lechachila is to be able to sing a niggin and to give shas like in that niggin. So I just want to like remind everyone that like even our lifestyle right now is b'di'evit, right? What is the reason Teresh Baal Peh was written down? The Gemara says b'feirish in Maseches Gemura and in Maseches Gittin, many places in Shas. Dvarim shebechsav iata rashi lomer baal peh. You're not allowed to say psukim baal peh. You want to know how you're allowed to say Shema Yisrael or how you're allowed to say Kiddush? Excellent question. When we learn Baba Kama, so we gave a few shiurim on that. The Rishonim all asked that kasha. Rabbi Yonah asked that kasha. The Rosh asked that kasha. The Goyin has a whole marach on that kasha. Why are you let that say all these psukim that you say in davening? It's Dvar Shebechsav Yata Rosh Alom Rav Peh. Great question. Live with the question, or you, Mitzvah Hashem, you'll find the answer. But the Rishonim had to come up with the exceptions to the rule to deal with that question. But the Gemara doesn't stop there. It's not only Dvar Shebechsav Yata Rosh Alom Rav Peh. It's Dvarim Sheval Peh, Yata Rasha Likosif. You're not allowed to write Torah Sheval Peh. So what in the world is with Shas? What's going on with Mishnais? So the Gemara says, Rebbe reached the point, Klal Yisrael reached the point, it's very sad, that Eis Lassos Lashem Efirus Eresecha, that it was Eis Lassos, right? that it's we didn't have the Torah wasn't able to progress. Torah wasn't able to continue if we wouldn't have written down, if we didn't have a text. Can you imagine everybody said if we didn't have Gemaras, if we didn't have Mishnayos, if we didn't have Rishonim, forget about it. We can't even function with it. It's mamash and eislasas. So Rebbe had to do it. So says Rav Hutner, but he had to keep and maintain a little bit of what? Of the bris, of the Torah Shebaal Peh, of the fact that we have a unique connection with the Rabbanu Shalom that we don't want to make as an exhibit for the for every single study and every single PhD and every single everything, Talmudic law and all that. No, we want to keep something to be a kesher shel kayama of Torah Shebaal Peh. That's Chesur Mechzer V'Achtani. So Rabbi said, the reason why I'm pressing this is because it's not just like a mistake and like this. This reminds us of what it's all about. This reminds us of that you're a Yid, you have a neshama, you're not just Torah Shebechsav, you're the development of Torah, you're the Mesorah, you're the Rebbe-Talmud relationship, which is what the ultimate was. Rebbe had to preserve that, and sometimes he had to write things in an obscure way in order to preserve that, even in a matzav of Eis Lassus Lashem, Hei Firus Arasech. Eis Hashem, Hei Firus Arasech is a very big idea. You know, some Sefer writes in a tshuva that person writes a Sefer, he wants to come out with a Sefer, yet it's very charif, like, you know, you got to make sure it's for the right reasons. You got to make sure that, you know, right now this is not so posh that it's mutter to write down Torah. So Rebbe did what he did. The Rishonim did what they did. But like now, you're coming out with your Chiddush. No, so that's always, I always quote that some Sefer when people chepper me why I never wrote a Sefer. You know, like, why don't I? First of all, I have nothing chashev to share with the island. But that's but if those are people that want to really pressure me, it's also not posh to write a Sefer. Sefer, you know, it's not so simple. Got to really, Lashma, he speaks very harif about people that want to make money from Sfarim. It's a fascinating tshuva. Even that, like the fact that there's a shiloh about it, ein shum. So zok the Gemara, atu kol ane damrino labnei chazak and then chesuri lemechzer v'achitani. But medvar mamur bechazak sheishim ataina. Kigay meicher amar lo machar tivelokeich amar lo kafti. Av chazak sheishim ataina. Kigay noisem atana va'ach shacholku ve'machzik v'nechzei ager v'lemikne ba'almo who know gadol v'parat kol shu arez chazaka. Rabbi says such a geshmak a Gemara. You know what the Gemara is telling you? The Gemara made the same mistake that you guys make a mistake. Everyone makes a mistake. Rav Shechter loves this question. What is a chazaka? What is a chazaka? So it's very confusing. Chazaka is used throughout Shas as different things. There's a chazaka of Cheskas Gimel Shonim. There's a Cheskas Raya, which is what the Gemara is calling a chazaka Sheishima Taina. What's the Taina? The Taina is that I did some sort of lekicha through another form of Kinyan. I don't know, I might have done Kesef. I might have done Shtar. Whatever it is. And now I have a Cheskas Gimel Shonim as a Raya on that chazaka Sheishima Taina that I can hold this for 3 years. But what? But then there's another type of chazaka. There's just using the land. There's just building a structure on the land. There's a chazaka, cheskas kinyin, not cheskas raya. Kesef shtar chazaka. The Mishnah on Daf Chavav in Kiddushin of an achosim sheyesh ben achrayas that they're able to what? To be nikneis with one of the kinyanim of a chazaka, noel godu uparat. So then that applies to everything. That kinyan applies to karka, no matter what your relationship is. Cheskas raya might not apply to all those relationships. Shmaka gemar. Toner of Osha, Bikadushin, the Bay Levi, noel godu uparat kolshu, befonov, harezu chazaka. So Rav Osha made a statement that if you're noel and you're godu and you're parats in front of the moicher, then it's a good kinyan. Frak the Gemara Kasha, the fun of Inshalay, the fun of Lai. What do you mean, Chazaka doesn't work if the Moichir is not standing there at the same time? Where is that part of the laws of Chazaka that he has to be there? Let's say he has a trip to Hawaii again and Honolulu, and he has to go out of town, and he can't be there at the time that you wanted to be kind of the Chazaka. The Kenyan's not Chal. Omer Ravach, Omer. The fun of Lai Tzarech Lameimer Lake Chazek V'Kni. No, Gemara meant a different chiluk. Avad the chazaka works even shalei b'fanav. But what? When it's what? Shalei b'fanav, then the meicher has to say, leich go chazek ukni. Make a chazaka, and that's how you're bekoina. But if it's b'fanav, you don't need leich chazek ukni. So Taisus quotes our Gemara. And Taisus says that was the chiddush of Rav Ashi. Avad we knew that one of the ways to be kind of an area in a land and beruchos would be through chazak. Rav Ashi was adding another knetch. Rav Ashi was being meisif something to the sugya. Rav Ashi was saying, The Gemara in Daf Nun Gimel tells us that usually in the relationship between a Meicher and a Koineh, it's essential to what? To say, if it's Shalei B'fanov, Leichazek U'Kni, you have to say those words. It's not just enough for him to do a Chazaka, but he has to do it with your acknowledgement and with your granting him access with the words Leichazek U'Kni, go for it. However, over here that's not the case. Even if it's Shalei B'fanov and I'm going to do it on a day that he's not going to be around, he's going to be in Honolulu, it still works. So the kasha is why. Tesis kind of leaves us hanging. Tesis doesn't fill in the blanks. Tesis just tells us, oh, Rav Ashi was saying a chiddush. Okay, now I don't understand this chiddush. Why is that true?
Was it because it was like a kinyan ruchos to
Kahn? Do you see that in the words? All Tesis says was venerulary. Tell me where it says that, what you just said. Oh, he does say what you just said.
So
therefore what?
So it takes on the ability. Because you did a chazaka similar to that type of kinyan, it takes on the loss.
I don't understand. What does kana beruchos mean? What did that stage in the Gemara mean? We're each getting our own property, right?
Right.
So now why? So why does that infer that the dinim of chazaka are not going to apply? This doesn't explain anything to us. I don't think so, right?
I think he says that it works like that. Why?
Yeah, but you're not explaining it to me. You're not explaining it to me.
Yeah, no.
Kinyan beruchos means that we're now each getting a direction in the property. Right, okay, and I'm being kinda building in 42nd Street. What does it matter what you're being kinda? So because you're getting a direction, or because I'm getting an entire property, that should make a difference? What's the difference? Why should what David's saying make any difference? Everybody say, I don't understand the thesis. No? Do I own property? Can I be makdish this property? So what's the difference if I bought a whole property, if I bought Belfer Hall?
I don't understand what I'm saying.
You don't understand what I'm saying? Please explain to me the Tosus.
Tosus is saying that the same way Kinyan Beruchos is I'll get half, you get half, and then we do a Kinyan Seder.
Yeah.
Right, so it's the same thing, I'll get half, you get half.
But Tosus is saying that by here you now have the dinim of Gemara and Gimel don't apply. Why?
Right, so the Chorot seems because you did this in a similar way to the before you did the Chazaka. Right, before you did the Chazaka was very similar to the way you did Kinyan Beruchos.
What's Kinyan Beruchos?
Where I'll get half, you get half, and then Kinyan Seder.
Were you kind of like Rashi said? Do you own it?
You did it through Chazaka.
Do you own it? And we're without the ownership of the other guy?
That specific half?
Yeah.
No.
So Tosus is learning Kinyan Beruchos like the Rambam, you're saying?
No, he's saying that the same way by Tosus...
No, don't explain. Answer my question. Do I own it without you owning it? Do you own it without I owning it when we were Kinyan Beruchos? And that's Shlav of the Gemara.
By Kinyan Beruchos?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. So now Rav Ashi is saying, and you don't need to say Leichazek U'Kni, right? That's the answer to the Gemara? Why? If I buy a property in 42nd Street, then I need to say
this chazaka was like Kinyan Beruchos. Kinyan Beruchos is not necessary.
I don't understand. You didn't explain it to me.
Before they did the chazaka, it was the same exact process as the Kinyan Beruchos.
But even by Kinyan Beruchos, why is that okay?
It's a different question.
Tosis is not explaining it.
Kinyan Beruchos, why you don't? Why is it Kinyan Beruchos?
I would have said, if Kinyan Beruchos, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara asked Akasha, this is Kinyan Beruchos. Why not?
Kinyan Beruchos?
Why not?
It's Kinyan Seder. Which one that?
Oh. I don't understand. So Rav Ashi is telling me that this is Chazaka?
It's a Chazaka, but the Chiddush in this type of Chazaka is that it's like the Kinyan Beruchos. Kinyan Beruchos doesn't need Lechaz of the Kani, so this thing also doesn't need it.
Why not? Chazaka needs Lechaz of the Kani.
But there's not this one.
Why not?
Because it's like a Kinyan Beruchos, which doesn't need.
Kinyan Beruchos just means I'm being kind of part of it.
But Kinyan Beruchos doesn't need Lechaz of a Kani. It's a Kinyan, it's not a Chazaka. It's a different type.
Yeah, but every chazaka needs leichazik ukni. So now I don't understand.
That's the whole chiddush here.
So Kinyan Chalipin also has a sudder. What's the?
I'm saying so. Kinyan.
You have to explain to me why a chazaka now is able to exist without the rules of chazaka.
two ways.
I understood it
because it's what? What does it mean? It's two programs. Oh, now you're talking.
That's not in Tosos.
Yeah, you're right. Tosos doesn't explain it. You can't learn this Tosos, in my opinion, without learning the other Rishonim that are Moisif. Zok the Rosh. Tosos Mamish, he asks Akasha, and he leaves you hanging. He doesn't explain it. I just wanted you guys to realize it's not just another Mar Mokum on the Sugya Rabbi side. Without the Rosh, I can't make any sense in Tosos. Zok the Rosh. In Siman Gimel. Ravashi Yomer Kuncharolach Zebatzvo Vezi Bechelko Vezebatzvo Vezi Bechelko. Loshi Yishneim Tzrichon Lahachzik. Elakabin Sheikhzik Echon Mehem Nistalik Mechatzia Acher. Nikli Chavero Biderech Sheshaninu. Vimetaltalin Kabin Shezoicha Zevin Ischayev Zevin Chalib. So first says the Rosh HaChiddush. That you should know, by the way, that you don't need both people to be active in the kinyanim. That as long as one person does a kinyan, let's say I'm doing a swap with you, right? We're trading a para for a chamor, right? So the Gemara tells us in Kiddushin and Elchus Kinyanim, right? Once I was kind of my half, so then you don't even need to do a Maisa Kinyan on your half. The barter happens by definition. There's a reciprocity right away. So says the Rosh, the same thing will apply also over here when it comes to our chazakas, that you don't need each guy to be kind of their chelik. Once one guy was kind of their chelik, that has significance. So Mamela, by default, the other one is going to be triggered, even though he never got around and got a chance to do that Maisa Kinyan. If you swap lands, therefore the swap happens. You could do each one. So the Gemara is a little bit lavdafka, according to the Rosh. Okay? Even though the kinyan is not happening through chalipin, it's happening through a chazaka, but there is a chalipin barter and a swap that's existing, even though both parties are not active. So then, frek the Rosh, tema mai kamashmul and Ravashi. That can't be the chiddush. That can't be the chiddush of Ravashi because that's a mission in kedushin. We know that already, so that can't be the chiddush. Akati lo shaminin the karka nikkes bechazaka. We know that karka is nikkes bechazaka. That's a mission in kedushin. Yesh loymar to ashminin. Afagav the loy amr lechaziku kni, exactly like the derech of Taisus. Elishin isratza lachlik vaholach vehitzik. It was a rotzen to split. And then one of the guys went and he was machzik, shalei befonov. Havi chazaka. Viafalgav frek the Rosh. And even though in general the Gemara and Daftan Gimel tells us, Deba alma amr the chazak shalei befonov tzarech loymar lechaziku kni, honey mili bedavar shein loy chelik boy. Ela b'kinyan zeh. No, that's talking about something she'ein lo yichelik bo ela b'kinyan zeh. Aval hocha she'akarku shel shneim mo'eles chazok midaito shel ufana fiu lo omer lo lechazeku kni. So the Rosh, a little tosefes, a very big tosefes actually. But the Rosh, you know what the difference over here is? It's a dover she'ein lo yichelik ela b'kinyan zeh. That's the sugya and dafnim gilom. You're buying a property that you had no connection to prior. You're getting a brand new investment. A new piece of land. A new piece of real estate. So if that's the case, you need not only a Maisa Kinyan, you need to not only be Machzik, you need that the Bailim are going to say, Lechazek Ukne. Masha'en, Kein Rabbi Yisai, over here in this situation, what was the situation? Rabbi said, let's go back to the beginning of the Gemara. It was a chotzer shell. What's our mesechta, Rabbi said? Chotzer ha-shutfin. It's a chotzer of two partners. And we're just trying to detail something within that partnership. Chotzer shel shneihem, that what? That now we want to make a chaluka, right? We're in the mandomer. Hezek, we want to make a chaluka. So then the Rosh says, that type of chazaka, just to perform something that you already had a connection to, that you already were an insider, that you already were one of the guys, and now you're just dividing up the property, then it's less essential for the Bailim, even if you're going to be a machzik, Shalei b'fanav, and you're going to do exactly what the Gemara says in Bava Kama, in Bava Basra, on Daf Nun Gimel, that in normal circumstances, you would need the Bailam to say, Lechaziku Kni, over here, it's not required, and it's enough for you to be kind of without. Baisai. It's a little bit strange that Taisus didn't Maisif that, if that's what Taisus meant. But the Rush now at least gave me a Hezber, and now this explains Ravashi saying some Grace of Chedushim. But Basra Nun Gimel doesn't apply. So now, Rabbi Say, I ask you, why should that be? What's the bar? What's an akuta? Lamaisa, everyone agrees over here, and we're jumping and uprooting from what? From a kinyan dvarim to a solidified kinyan, right? The problem in the last sugya was talk is cheap. Was to do something, kinyanim are not nitvis. Kinyanim are not applicable to do an action or just to talk about futuristic things that we're going to be involved with. Kinyanim don't apply to mitzvahs, right? So what's the vart over here? No, something's happening, at least according to most Rishonim, with the exception of the Rambam, maybe. That you're being kind of ruchos, you're being kind of chelik, you're going to be a property that he's not going to have, right? So then I would assume that I should have the regular dinim of kinyanim. Should have the regular rules and regulations of kinyanim. Why is it that the Rosh saying that since you already have shaychus to that property, even though it's not independently yours, that suddenly some of the rules of kinyanim are not necessarily going to be applicable? And Rabbi say, how do we decide which rules of those kinyanim to start chipping away from? Why is it maybe I don't have to be machzik? Why is it specifically the lei chazeku kni? What is it that the mocher is not now required to say that language that we can somehow conceptualize and understand why over here that's for some reason not applicable? Yeah.
I'm just as much the Baal as you are, so who are you to tell me?
But you're not. You're ultimately going to end up owning something that he's not. So
yeah,
there's,
so
some, there's for sure a kinyan happening to the extent that the Gemara is rejecting that this is a kinyan bar.
But how can you go and tell me Lechazib? Who are you to tell me that? We own the exact same thing.
What do you mean? We right now own everything together, right?
Right. So then, lechazik akani is shayech to when I'm giving you, when you're going to buy this property from me.
You're just repeating the rush again. Why? Why? What's lacking?
Because there's no.
When a meicher gives something, he's it so. Also, as a shutum, he's giving his part of the property, so that's for it's yours.
You don't have a distinguished property. You don't have.
But right now, I have a chelik in everything.
Sure, but that. You have a chelik in everything the same way I have a chelik in everything. So
what?
You can't now distinguish
so
this
what?
Chelik as
so
yours
what?
Come, go take it.
Right now, you are now the same thing as a seller to give it to me. Right now, because it's going to be fully mine.
But I own a part.
Correct.
It sounds like Tosos has this theme of like.
You're saying Tosos is opposed to the rush?
No, Tosos in the rush. It makes sense to the rush reading this in. That Tosos has this like idea that once there's already like a status there, and like once you like. They already have some ownership over it, so it's like you require less in order to take it up a notch. Like this is why he makes like a similar finish with when he talks about Kinyan Dvarim and like Shimon Aguf, the fact that like they already have the Chiyuv with the Shomer Chinam, the fact that that Chiyuv already exists, it's obviously a different case. But, like the fact that there's already some level of connection to it, and it's much easier to just up the ante.
Okay.
So like definitely it makes
a lot
of sense of the
I hear. A nice observation, yeah.
I was saying just that the guy is already chazak and kani in the property, so tell him to go and acquire it again. Like, you can't really be chazak and kani.
Again, from the rush, I hope you're not saying this, Judah, that I think it's clear according to the rush that I for sure have to do a maisa chazaka. And the fact that I have a chelik in this property is totally inconsequential, and I have to do null, gadar, parat, some sort of kinyan chazaka in order for me to be kind of. So now the question is, so then why don't you need the makneh to basically say that and to allow and to trigger what's necessary for every other kinyan?
Doesn't the Rosh say that like the guy's automatically kona?
No.
If one guy's kona.
No, that's a barter. That exists even by a davar chodesh.
Is he a
that's
makneh?
In every swap. That's every swap.
Is when? He really a makneh?
Nah, that's what I've been arguing. You're arguing not, but I think he's a makneh.
That's so, the of Rashi.
That what?
He says, Zaka, he doesn't say Kenyan. He says, you already
no, it's a Cheskas Kenyan. He's a Cheskas for a Kenyan. He's being Kenyan. There's no question that the guy who's being Machzik over here, the guy who's getting, let's say I'm getting the northern part. I'm the Kona. And I have to do a Chazaka on the level and the Darga of Cheskas Kenyan that the Gemara in Bava Basra talks about and introduces to me, and the Gemara Kedushin introduces to me, a classic Nal Gadur Paras. The Chiddush, for some reason, the Sugya and the Rishonim assume is that what Rav Ash is saying is over here, you don't need the Makneh to be able to say Lechazik Ukni. And the question is why? The question is why? So we know it's something about the fact that there's Shutfin. Something to do with the fact that you're a joint entity. So Rabbi Sai, there is a Rashba. You don't have the Rashba here? The Rashba, and I have to be honest, I didn't pick this up when I read the Rashba the first time. But there's a diak from Rav Nachum. It says something beautiful in the Rashba. And you read the Lashon of the Rashba carefully. Yesh b'farshim d'Rav Ashi lo'ibol l'chadesh davar ela d'shtei ukimtos hein v'ein chidesh b'neim. So, first of all, the Rashba quotes certain Rishonim that ask Arkasha, and he says, yeah, Rav Ashi wasn't trying to make a chidesh. You always have Rishonim that go the simple route. Okay, the kasha's not a kasha. Fine. Ubali ha-gamara sidrim shneim v'gamar l'rav chadimilsa. And when they were masada, the Gemara, and they put the Gemara all together, he wasn't trying to say a chidesh. The Yesh b'farshim d'Rav Ashi bo l'chadesh So the Rashba sounds like he's saying exactly like the Rush. And over here, since what? Since it's not a classic case of buying something mechadash. So that what? You don't need to say lech chazek ukni like you do on babasim nungil. Aloshen knows, Lizeh, he says the loshen, the language of the Gemara is beautiful according to this. The kamer shahalach ze ba'atzma vehiksik, the low kamer kigoin shahalach ze vehiksik. It's the kamer shahalach ze ba'atzma. It's a beautiful dik in the Gemara. It's not like a classic case that I'm going to be machzik based on your granting the rishus and you giving me access leich chazei kukni. Then he quotes v'yesh b'farshim the Rav Ashi lashmin da'afilu lo echzik ela echad man kev chichzik zeh zachaz achar b'chalipin ka'mash b'lon d'chalipin koinim b'karak moshe kanim b'kalten. And perhaps the last approach is that the chiddush of Rav Ashi is that this barter idea that if one guy makes the kinyan, that's sufficient. The problem with that is, number one, the language of the Gemara. Number two, what the Rush points out is that we already know that. That shouldn't be a chiddush of our Gemara. We already know that from Kiddushin, and the Tosefta applies it to Karka, so why would that need to be the chiddush of the Gemara? Apparently, these Rishonim thought that was enough of a reason for Rav Ashi to be Maisif on to the Gemara. The question that I want you to focus on, Rabbi Isai, is the Rashba in that middle terrace that we're focusing on right now, about the distinction between our Sugya and the Gemara and Dafnim Gimel, is the Rashba saying the exact same thing? It could be that they're focused on a different element. Whereas the Rashba used the language of what? Hacha de'eno zocha b'shel acherim. The Rashba holds that the focus has to be whether or not you're getting someone else's stuff. Right? The Rush is more focused on what? The fact that it's yours already. So what's the difference? Isn't that one and the same? If I'm not getting someone else's stuff, so obviously I have a chelik. If I have a chelik, so it's not someone else's stuff. So that's the way I assumed originally. Maybe not. Maybe there is a difference, and maybe there's going to be a nafkamina la'alach. So just to point out that chelik. But before we get to that chelik, Rabbi Say, we need to explore, fundamentally, what is the yesod of leich chazek ukni in a classic Kenyan? When the Gemara introduces this fundamental yisoid that a moicher needs to tell the guy, please go and be machzik into the rishos, what is that based off of? Yesh lachkor. One could be choiker, something fundamental, Rabbeisa, it's unbelievable. Tucked away in our sugya, in the rishonim in our sugya, is something fundamental for the rest of Shas and all other kinyan. What triggers a kinyan? What translates to make a kinyan? Is the koine doing the Maisa Kinyan, what's pivotal, and what really creates the transfer, and what really changes things. And I only need that what? That the Bailim should be Misratza, and the Bailim, this is not Bal Korchum of the Mocher, this is not against the will of the person who's selling, but once he grants access and he lifts the cage and the bars of locking it down and not accessible to other people, my kinyan and my chazaka is what triggers and what makes everything pivotal? Or no? It's much different. No, the mocher is a very active party. And das makne is what's necessary. And in a classic kinyan, probably I would say 50% of the way the kinyan is activated. It's not just a gilui das, a revelation that I'm okay with this, and therefore you now, the koine, now create the kinyan, and now everything should be and exist and be pivotal and be actualized through your existence. But no, when an item is transferred, when a kinyan is taking effect, the makne is now passing it over, and the koine now has the ability to be goymer in because of that active makne in the process that we meet to create and formalize a kinyan. This is a chakira, Rabbi Yisai, that is yisoidistic, and it's in our sugya from Avirsa Zalman Meltzer in the Eben Ezel. I had a picture of it, but it might be kedai to see inside because there's parts of it that might be very relevant. In Perek Veis, in Hilchos Shcheinim, in Simen Yud. And Rabbi Zalman, I don't want to ruin it for you, Rabbi Zalman thinks that this is very necessary in gaining the fundamental understanding of how the Rosh works and what the sugya is about. But I want to be meisif, Rabbi Say, before you go into these, the Kairos and Rabbi Zalman, he has his ksais and his. I thought that this sugya might be relevant to another major sugya. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Samaches of Mbis. Rabbi Zalman doesn't say this. It's actually a little bit of against what Rabbi Zalman says. But I thought like this. The Gemara in Samaches of Mbis in Sanhedrin is talking about a Ben Sarir Umayra, a rebellious child. Thesis in the Gemara in Samaches of Mbis in Sanhedrin is discussing the following sugya, a very relevant sugya that I've spoken to my son about a few times. My son doesn't like the fact that I own everything that he owns. So the shaila is that absolutely true? Is a katan not koina anything minatayr? What do you mean? Of course he's not koina anything minatayr. He's a lavardas. How could he ever be koina anything minatayr? And that's really true that the Gemara says, gezel from a katan is asr mipnei darkei shalom, which sounds like it's only an iser derabbanan. Sounds like from various places in Shas that a katan only has the ability to be koine midrabbanan. So the Gemara over here in Sanhedrin is discussing the age of a ben sarir umayra. And the Gemara discusses Damar Kra, Katan in a Moilich, Nemar im Ainli Ish Goyo, the Chiesh Lacha Adam Bisrol Shein Lagoyo, Elabagezla Agera Kosabidaber. There's a parsha in the Torah, Rabbi Yisai, I think it's in Noso, that if you stole money from a person and he doesn't have any Yorshim, so then the Kaihanim get to have the chilin. Mainly yishkoyel gabi gezel v'nishbal sheker. Person swore falsely from what he stole. V'svadu es chatos ha-masher. Also then they admit v'eishiv es ha-shamo b'rosho v'ayishamo karen shal gezel. Mainly yishkoyel, the pasuk says, ein l'cha adem b'yisol she'en l'goyelim kol z'man shabab kol b'nei Yaakov ha-karov koydim. Someone's eventually going to have a karov. You have the whole parak yesh neichlin. By the way, what are you learning night seder next man? Yesh neichlin? No idea. So everyone has a karov. It might not be a son, it might not be a father, but there's ultimately some sort of karov that can get this. So the Gemara says, no, it's talking about begezel ager akosim adaver. It's talking about a gezel ager that he has no yorshim. And the pasuk says there, "V'amar Rachmana, ish atetzarcher lachzer alav imyesh lagoylim v'mlav katan iatetzarcher lach." So you don't have to check into if a katan has yorshim, because a katan, the Gemara says, "Ain no moilid." He's not going to have any kids. Good. By the way, the gedolim have a shaila. Stam is a nice maramakom. What's the source for the concept of a gersh and a skyer as kakatan shenoyladami? Every ger when he converts. There's no pasuk, there's no drasha in Chazal that tells us what that amazing concept, where they say that when you convert, you have no relatives and you cut your ties from every other relative. There's no source for that. I can think half of salvation thought it was a svar. It's a fascinating concept, right? So the Chassam Sofer in his Ga'onis thought that there is a source. It's this parsha. Why do you not have to? Why does the Gemara assume Chayin Lishgoyel is talking about Gezel Ager? What do you mean Gezel Ager also has Kroivim? He has his relatives. The answer is Gershon Iskar, Kakatan Shonel Adami. So you see, licked in this Parsha, you see implied in this Parsha, the concept of Ger is Kakatan Shonel Adami. Fascinating, some safer. But whatever it is, the Gemara is saying, but by Katan, you don't have to rely. Fractosis Akasha, what the Psukkim are talking over here? You're talking about money, Gezel of a Katan? How does a katan own anything minatir? Kukasha. What is the premise of this whole sugya? Sanhedrin Samaches going on to Semach Tasmanov. What do I need to even tell me? Is a katan mailid? Can a katan have children or not? Katan can't be coin anything. Katan, gezel of a katan, Tosis asks, is at most an issue derabbanan. So, basically, you'll take a look at this Tosis. So, Tosis has a day over here, and the Tosis Paskin's like this. And maybe that's not true. Maybe it's not always true that a katan can't be koinah min ha-teira. And maybe there's ways that a katan could actually have a kinyan min ha-teira. And we'll talk about this in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow. And in Mirtz Hashem, plug it into our sugya. And the tzois in Reish Mem Gimel, Sif Katan Hey, also discusses this concept. I think it might relate to our fundamental yisoid and our fundamental hakira. Then we'll carry it back to the Rashba and the Rush, the difference between the Rashba and the Rush. The Mirtz Hashem finish. Kedaisi the Eben Ezel, Tzoyis the Gemara Sanhedrin, and we'll finish Shemir Tzeshem tomorrow. Chevra, in terms of the Bechine that's coming up, so I wanted to offer, a few people requested, anyone who takes the Bechine and Chazers from the beginning of the semester, first of all, I'm going to like you a lot. Number two, 20 points on the Bechine starting off. If you come with a package of building the entire Sugya, now that we mamish, we're finished, everybody say. I'm skipping the Agadata. I don't have time to get into the Agadata. The Agadata and Daf Gimel and Daf Dalet. But if you can now plug in everything and present the first four blots of regular Shakotarya and the Sugyas from the get-go, everybody say, it's a great opportunity. We have now a week to do Chazar, everybody say, make it happen, and come out with a real Kinyan, with a Das Makne, the Ezer Sashem. You'll be able to go weiter in such a Tosef as Dikur. Shkoyach. You don't want to dab Mincha?
Yes. Yeah.